This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports a federal indictment against former President Donald Trump contains a detailed timeline alleging violations of the law.
In November 2021, Trump directs his executive assistant and body man, Walt Notta, and another employee to start moving boxes from a storage room to his residence for him to review. Notta is charged in the indictment as Trump's co-conspirator. On December 7, 2021, Notta finds that several of Trump's boxes have fallen, spilling contents onto a storage room floor. The indictment says among them is a document with a secret intelligence marking.
There's a significant smoke over the United States Northeast because of Canada wildfires.
Was a week of misery for many who live in the smoke-filled Northeast, especially those with breathing problems. But shifting winds are helping the smoke blow out to sea in the mid-Atlantic, says the EPA's Director of Air Quality Assessment, Chet Wayland.
The good news is it's starting to clear up in some of the northern parts of the country. And hopefully in a few days, it'll clear out down here in the mid-Atlantic areas as well.
He suggests that people use their app and website, airnow.gov, which pinpoints the air in your neighborhood based on zip code.
You can actually take actions to protect your health in real time.
He says people should review the color coding and the number of pollution particles per cubic meter to help determine if they're at risk. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian President Vladimir Putin asserted Friday that Ukrainian troops have started a long-expected counteroffensive and were suffering significant losses. His comments come just hours after a string of drone attacks inside Russian territory. It's Putin's latest effort to shape the gut-wrenching narrative of the invasion he ordered.